on 4, 6, 5, or 7?
I'm gonna go with D, Delta, 7.
And 7 is correct. Which of the following connectors is not used in the amateur radio hobby? A, BNC, B, PL259, C, a sear fitting, or D, an N-type?
The answer is C, Charlie.
And correct, whatever a sear fitting is, I don't even know what it is. Who was the famous owner of the call sign W6UF? Art Collins, Curtis LeMay, Bill Ethel, or Jack McCullough?
I'm gonna go with C, Charlie.
And that is correct. He was one of the Hellmat boys. If you were an ARRL OES, whatever that is, OES, you were certified as which of the following by ARRL? An official experimental station, an official emergency station, overdrive error such significance, or none of the above?
I'm going with the official emergency station. I'm going B, Bravo on that one.
And once again, you are correct. When calibrating true north on your antenna rotor with a compass, in which state would you most likely not have to worry about magnetic inclination? Texas, Alaska, Ohio, or Mississippi?
We've had this before, and I have no idea why the answer is, but the answer is D, Mississippi.
Yeah, I know. I can't figure it out, too. I mean, it is not near the poles, and I don't know. I'm digging into that. Maybe we'll look at that at the end and see if they say anything about why. I'll have to go and do a little research on it, like, no, they don't. All right. What was the FCC predecessor? The FRC, FRN, BBC, or FAA?
That was A, Alpha, the Federal Radio Commission of the FRC, A, Alpha.
Correct. Which of the following recording artists, who are licensed amateurs? Arthur Godfrey, I didn't know he recorded. Ted Atkins, Ronnie Millsap, or all of the above?
And that would be all of the above, D, Delta.
Do you remember any songs that Arthur Godfrey sang?
I can't say as I do.
Either can I. I thought of a song that I was listening out in the backyard there to my lake station, and they were playing a bunch of oldies. And one that I have not heard, and I'm trying to think, you'll know who the hell sang it. Who sang Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke? Who sang that song?
Gene Chandler. Gene Chandler sang Duke of Earl. Gene Chandler.
Yeah, that was one song I even like, and I never heard it on there at all. I don't know what any of that is, whether that would be 50 or not. A couple ones that I really liked was Sweet Little Sheila, too. I think that was, I just had his name right there, too. Anyways, you know, but to them there, I guess they were too old for them people.
Yep, Tommy Rowe did Sheila, and Duke of Earl was 1962.
Oh, here, even give it a day, smart nothing. Quit showing off. All right, here we go. Where are we here? What's the next question? Which of the following tools was included in many early Heathkits? A, a miniature spanner wrench, a small set of jeweler screwdrivers, a tiny magnifying glass, or Heathkit never supplied any tools with its kit?
Oh, boy. I'm gonna go with a spanner wrench.
No, we had that one before too. It was a magnifying glass, and I saw lots of Heathkits, and I don't remember ever seeing a magnifying glass.
Oh, I don't remember a magnifying glass. Okay. Well, I sure did not remember that.
Oh, maybe the reason I didn't see it was because it was, like I said, a tiny one. It was so small I didn't see it. But I built this AD27. I remember the model. It was one of their first stereo systems that came out in a louvered wooden compartment. The door slid like on an old desk with a slatted cover. It would lie down, had the record player and the stereo in it. That was a fun project. This one was building a tube tester, though. All the bloody wires from doob doo. That was a crazy one. All right, where are we? Number nine. The 1970s U.S. TV show Emergency, what was the call sign used? KGF587, KMG367, KGB476, or KMG365? Now, who the hell would ever remember that?
I have actually no idea, for God's sake. I'll go with C, Charlie. I've just got C, Charlie.
Right. Hey, guys.
Hi, Rich. Rich, I'll bet you know this, Rich. Anyway, go ahead, Gary. My guess is C, Charlie.
well, I was wrong. It was E. It was E365 was the one. Alrighty, last question, 80% here. With whom did Marconi share his Nobel Prize for their contributions to the development of wireless telegraphy? Hiram Percy Maxwell, Carl Ferdinand Braun, George A. Armstrong, or Thomas A. Edison?
I'm gonna go with E. Bravo.
Well, with Carl Braun, 70%.
I'll remember it for next time. And Rich, WQDY, meet Gary, V3EZP up in St. Catharines, Rich.
Yeah, me too. I heard you just with the questions, and I actually didn't know the answer to Andy 35. I'm a retired paramedic, so it's an old thing we all know.
Your turn, Gary.
Yeah, I'll say hello, Rich. And I just looked up at one for Mississippi, and they don't tell us nothing. So we're going to have to see if some AI program tells us the truth, or nothing but the truth. Help me God.
That's very, very, very interesting. Rich, you're going to come to Rockies tomorrow?
How late I'm going to be tonight. I go to bed early. You never know. I might.
Yeah, we haven't seen you there in a while. It'd be good to see you. Gary, Rich has had a long career at our 911 center, has a telecommunicator, and has been there for many, many years. He's been involved in quality improvement for a number of years, Gary. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, you're saying for a number of years, Rich. Does that mean you're now retired?
Retired. I'm working about 20 hours a week. I'm doing quality assurance now, which I've done. I worked there as a dispatcher for the first 15 or 16 years of my 41-year career, and then I started doing quality assurance. So I retired part-time back in 2016, and still doing quality assurance part-time.
Yeah, Jim and I do quality assurance, too, don't we, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you, Rich, Cheryl and I went up to visit with Gary and Dennis a week ago Saturday, and he put together one heck of a delicious chicken stew for us, Rich.
I took some pictures. I posted on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. I was sitting out in the sunshine there with an image. Those were the right pictures I'm thinking of, but yeah, I didn't know you went up there. It sounds like you had a great time. Always can appreciate a good meal, right, Jim?
Oh, that's what ham stands for, having another meal. Yeah, Gary, we had a great time. I went up there, when was that, Gary? 2016, I took the bus up there? I think you were looking at some time stamps. I think so. All right, I'm going to go to bed. Gary, go ahead and pass it over to Rich, and I'm going to go night-night, Gary.
I'm going to go upstairs, too, grab a little snack and watch a bit of TV there for half an hour before the news comes on, and call her a day as well. And, yeah, Rich, that's the ugly guy beside him. That's me. I'm the ugly old fart there. I'm the old-timer. Tim's just a youngie. I'm going to be 80 on my next birthday, so I got to still climb the tower while I still can. Not sure about next year whether I'll be able to or not. Alrighty, guys, you carry on, Tim, finish her off, and go da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'll cut her down here as well.
Well, Rich, I'm really glad that you popped in and say hello. By the way, Rich, these questions are on QRZ trivia. They put a new 10-question quiz up every evening at 8 p.m. Rich.
Getting the quiz up. I've been listening to the quiz. And that one was the emergency, so I had popped in on that. But obviously. All right, Tim, well, you have a good night, and I'm sorry, forgot your first name. I'm getting old, too, I'm 60, so I'm the young guy in the room, but I'm somewhat older. I'll pass it back to you, and say good night as well. Nice meeting you. Q2I, I'll be here.
Gary with one R. All righty, 7-3, guys.
7-3, Gary. Have a good evening, Rich. Take care. All the best, guys. WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.